Grundy, our five girls are 3-2 on the season. They bumped it back over 500 with a victory on Friday night. Third place game, Novinger Tournament, beat Novinger 61-47. It's a road trip tonight for the Lady Panthers over to Bevere. Green City on the road on Thursday. So some bus trips coming up for Coach Ty Stillwell and the Lady Panthers this week. Coach, third place. I know everybody wants to win first place in these tournaments, but 2-1 record. Lost to a Laguna La Plata team overall. Pretty good week for the Lady Panthers.
It's a good week, yep. It's a very good tournament that Novinger's put on, and coming out there with a winning record is always a goal.
Your team has, you know, kind of, you've had some up and down success here over the last a year and a half, but you have had games now and then where it's tough to get the ball in the hoop. That was not the case on Friday. You scored 61. Where did the improved offensive productivity come from?
The biggest improvement was, number one, taking care of the ball. Our turnovers were a lot lower that night than any other night so far this year, so we got more shots at the rim. Kinsley Onnit finally got going again. You know, we seen a big jump from her from the very beginning of the year last year to the end, and, you know, kind of struggled early on this year and all of a sudden exploded for 27 last night. So she played really well.
Yeah, 27 for her. Landry Oaks had 14. It looks like Kinsley, too. There is something to be said for a good shot and a bad shot, but she put up 24 shots. So is she somebody that if she's open, she has a green light?
Yeah, she's done a lot to really improve her game. She's constantly working on her jump shot, working on post moves, just being able to score the ball when necessary. So, you know, she has a green light when she's open. But, yeah, you know, we had multiple girls step up. Landry came in with a great double-double. She played great coming off the bench.
Kinsley's a sophomore. What did she learn the most from her freshman year where you're getting your feet wet? She obviously has ability, but what was the biggest step that she's taken from 9th to 10th grade?
I think the biggest thing is just understanding that when to attack and when not to attack. I think, you know, as a freshman, it was just always head down, try to score the ball, and then this year it's been a lot more pick and choose when the gap's open, when it's not open, and when to take a shot and when to keep moving it.
You lost, you know, three nights prior back on the 17th. Let's correct that here. Back on the 30th, I was just looking at the wrong part of the schedule. You lost to La Plata, pretty lopsided, 63-26 in the semifinals. Was the reaction of the girls coming back on Friday a little bit of, you know, we want to get back on the floor, we didn't play well? Did they just kind of accept the fact that La Plata was pretty good? My guess is that the girls were pretty motivated to put a better performance on the floor on Friday coming off the semifinals.
They definitely were. I think everybody left that game knowing we didn't play anywhere near to our capabilities. Played very uncharacteristic that game, so we were pretty upset with ourselves. So we were excited to get back out there on Friday and show everybody how we can really play.
La Plata ended up, you know, they got you by you know, clock runner by 37 points, and I know they were the one seed. Green City got them by 20 Saturday night in the championship game. Not that Green City won. Was the 20-point margin surprising to you?
Not a whole lot. You know, the things that La Plata does really good that forces have issues. I knew that Green City would, their guard play, they have a lot of returning guard play, and we knew that they'd be very physical. So not the things that La Plata did really well against us, I thought going in that Green City would be able to handle that.
You have, roster-wise, you have a group underclassmen led by Kinsley that can really play, but you have three seniors. Landry Oaks had 14 on Friday night. I'd imagine that those seniors are really important for your leadership on the floor.
Yeah, the leadership is the number one thing. I thought during La Plata that our seniors didn't step up leadership-wise, and, you know, I think they really set the tone the next day, you know, coming off, you know, no practices, just turn around and play, and, you know, I thought they did a good job of making sure the energy was right and the effort was right from the tip.
Against Novinger, you really got things going in the second quarter. Yeah, first quarter, maybe a little bit of that feeling out process. It's 10-8, Novinger with the lead. You put 22 points on the board in the second quarter, Coach. What was it, defensive intensity, giving you offensive opportunities that got you going in the second quarter?
It was. Yeah, I think just defensively they finally stepped up and said that we're going to go, go, go. We got a couple of their better players in foul trouble, so that helped us be able to pressure the ball a little bit more and get out and run.
What do you know about Bevere as you make the trip over there tonight?
We know they come from a good conference. You know that conference has always got good teams, and, you know, they play at a decent level night in and night out. So anytime we go to somebody's home floor, we got to be ready to play. So we're looking forward to it. It's a long trip. It's a good Monday, so we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, Green City then on Thursday. You didn't get a chance to play them last week, obviously, but they won the Novinger tournament, which catches your attention. I'm sure you're looking at them saying, hey, you know, come March, if we want to reach some of our goals as a girls' basketball program, Green City's one of those teams we got to go through.
Yeah, Green City's going to be in our district. So we know that we're going to see them again down the road. So, you know, Thursday's going to be a good matchup to see where we're at. And then if we see them again in March, it'll be a good idea to see how far we came along.
In seeing Green City, Coach, where have they improved the most to here over the last 6, 7, 8 months?
I think just fundamentally. I think their coach came in, and he's done a really good job of just getting back to the fundamentals and just taking care of the ball, getting the shots that they're supposed to get and not forcing anything.
Just like the girls, the Grundy R5 boys, they pick up at third place at the Novinger tournament. Their third place game was Saturday, and that was a victory over a good Atlanta team with Hayden F., Corbin Axtell leading the way with 17. We'll talk about that contest, look at the Grundy boys and their schedule coming right up.